Now, member, the May 24, 2018 form clearly states you have to have direct knowledge. From the same submission, quote, I was not a direct witness to most of the events characterized in the document. Close quote. I was not a direct witness. What the hell is going on here, folks? What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? Now, it's one of two things. Either A, the cover-up is after the fact. Little Adam Schiff had this form submitted to him, supposedly, in August. And he went, eh, nothing to see here. I can't accept this. There's no credible information in it. But then, wait a minute. All of a sudden, we have a different form that we're dealing with. And now the form can be in compliance with the act. And the act, because allegedly, according to the intelligence agency in question here, says, no. The act never said we had to have direct intel. It said we had, you could have secondhand news here. I haven't read the act, so I don't know if that's what it says. I'm just taking what they've written here. How can this be possible? Unless the same complaint, after having been viewed and rejected, a new form was made. The second checkbox is the smoking gun here. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you have to look at my graphics. On the original form, there is no checkbox. You sign it at the end and swear that you're telling the truth. There's no checkbox. You don't have an option here. On the new form, there are two boxes. One says I have direct knowledge of this incident. The other says I have secondhand knowledge of this. You can check both if they apply. The form that's now before Congress is the second form with the checkboxes on it. Now, I want to know what the hell has happened here, because these people say that the form should be the 2018 form. It doesn't have two checkboxes on it. Sean Davis at the Federal has looked at it. There aren't two checkboxes on it. It's not even a checkbox. There's a checkbox basically at the end that says, I acknowledge that this is my testimony. I'm swearing this out. This is the truth, right? There aren't two checkboxes. It can't be this form. It's an impossibility. Yet now you have the agency doubling down and basically going, oh, no, the box, it had two forms on it, but it was the 2018 form. Well, that can't possibly be true. So what in the hell is happening here? Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. When they go to start turning evidence in, they're going to have a problem here. Fat Jerry and Little Adam are going to have a problem in this impeachment hearing, because they had to turn all these documents over and make them part of the congressional record as part of the case against Trump. How are you going to turn a form in that you know to be bogus? I mean, you're setting yourself up to be, you fired yourself. You're setting yourself up to be impeached. Is this the form that, okay, this is what, okay, so Maggie O'Connell has just put into the official chat room record the complete form that I'm reading you from. Well, ladies and gentlemen, understand this, and Ukraine Gate. Should be ICIG form gate. They have to submit this as documentary evidence. Okay, this is the form. The guy signed it. I also want to know, isn't it usually customary that when you, we have our legal in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Isn't it usually customary that when you swear out an affidavit or something? I know when I used to have to do affidavits for the radio station to say, oh, yeah, we ran these ads, or I was the board op and I ran those commercials. Isn't it customary that you have to sign these things? Why do they mean, when you go to buy a house, why do you sign? What's the purpose of a signature? What is your signature? It's an oath. Basically, it's an oath saying, I am me, Mike Church, she's Maggie O'Connell, I've read this document here. I agree to it. I agree to the terms. It is an agreement. It is a contract. It is a compact, whatever it may be. I, by my signature, am attesting that I've read it, and I concur. That's why you sign it.